Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today's episode is going to be popular. I know that. And the reason being is because what I'm going to talk about today is probably one of the most popular topics amongst personal trainers and fitness professionals at the moment, and that's online training. Everybody wants to be an online trainer. And credit to you if that's the direction that you want to go. But I want to use today's episode to highlight two main things, really. There are two types of coaches out there. There are people that do online check-ins, and there are people that actually do online coaching. And unfortunately, what you're probably noticing is, and I'm not going to talk too much about marketing, because I've talked a lot on the podcast before about how you bring clients into your world. Let's assume that you've got clients. The problem that we have is, and I get a lot of messages on a week-to-week basis from trainers struggling to help their clients get results online and struggling to get clients to be compliant. And guys, here's the thing. A lot of people are getting their clients to check in on a Friday, they check in the diet, they're sending an email back, and sending the program, sending any changes to the program, and you're expecting that to be what somebody's paying you for. Now, I'm going to be honest at this point, right? If you're working with a bodybuilder or a physique athlete, and you've set somebody up and you've gone through the professional process of giving everybody what they need, then invariably, if you're taking somebody through a transformation for a photo shoot or getting somebody ready for stage, it might be that all you need to do is a check-in. You know, what's your weight? Send me your photos. Your coach will send you your nutrition back with some changes. You don't need a motivational pep talk. You're just straight on it. You might check some recovery measures, sleep, stress, and then provide any tweaks to any recovery measures necessary. And then away goes the physique athlete and does their week, grinds it out, and checks in with you on the Friday. Now, in this situation, the expectation from a physique coach is not so much guidance and a deep level of support. If it's required, it's given. But in this situation, 9 times out of 10, what someone's paying them for is to get that end result. And realistically, the support and guidance that they need is for the coach to be on hand, for the coach to tweak the diet when necessary, for the coach to support when necessary. And at that level, from a physique coaching perspective, barring, you know, obviously the programming, et cetera, with very, very compliant people, people that don't necessarily need a lot of support, then in a lot of cases like that, a check-in is fine. I know a lot of people in the fitness industry who run very successful businesses with people that are getting very, very lean. And that level of service that's required is still very high end, but the athletes that they're working with need a change to the diet, a change to the training program, information of what they need to be doing, and they go away and do it. Now, you have to work very hard in the fitness industry to build your brand, build your reputation, to start to work with people that whilst they're paying you on a month-to-month basis, they're paying for that end result, and your reputation will be the thing that gets you in that position to be able to work with people where you might not necessarily have to do a deep level of coaching. But that's kind of like that top end of physique athletes, right? Now, beneath that, you've got people that don't know how to train, don't know how to manage their nutrition, don't know how to manage their psychology, don't know how hard to work in the gym, can't manage their stress, don't understand supplements, don't really understand protein, and need support and guidance. And generally, this is the type of person that most coaches work with in the gym, personal training clients. Now, you might have somebody that wants to build a better physique and eventually get leaner, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of coaches in the fitness industry are going to, they're not going to be working with that top tier physique athlete. You're going to be working with people that need coaching. Therefore, if you have a 45-year-old banker who sends their email in on a Friday and says, the diet that you sent over to me, I'm really struggling with it. It didn't really, you know, I couldn't stick to all the foods. And at that point, you're replying back with, well, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. And then that's your check-in done. The problem with this person is they need more from you. This is the difference between checking in with somebody and coaching. In this day and age, guys, you're going to find there are so many people doing online coaching. When I had my 50 online clients, online coaching was not big. There was a few people doing it. But, you know, when people wanted to get in shape, you know, I know that, you know, I would be at the forefront of a lot of people's minds. I had a waiting list. I wouldn't take on more than 50. And to be honest, a lot of the people that I worked with were physique people. And I would provide my check-ins. I'd provide support. I'd provide Skype calls when necessary. But very, very much, you know, the case for me was, here's your program. If there's anything that you need in terms of explanation, most people understood what I was doing. And here's the training program, and then we'll check in the following Friday. Now, if I realized that any of my clients didn't understand anything, didn't get something, there was another level of service that went to that. There was the documentation, supporting documentation. I mean, it ended up, you guys know, I ended up creating a lot of videos on YouTube, about training execution. And part of this was actually spurred on by the fact that my clients needed some level of support. Now, the interesting thing now is you guys know that I mentor a lot of people, help a lot of people in terms of building the business and brand and marketing. And I got to a stage where I was having people checking in with me and sending in their updates of where they're at. And I needed to teach more information. And it kind of, today's episode was sparked because I speak to so many trainers that are struggling with their online training, not just picking up clients and filling their diary, but retention and then the ability to get results with people online. And I say to them, are you coaching or just doing check-ins? And most of the time it's like, well, clients send in their diary and their changes, but they're not sticking to the plan. And I said, well, go back to the gym floor. What would you do in a gym floor situation? I'd sit down and have a chat with them. I'd find out what the problems were. I said, exactly. I'd find out what they didn't understand. And what would you do in the gym environment if they didn't understand it? I'd get some documents and I'd sit down and I'd explain the why behind everything. I'm like, great. So why is online coaching any different? Now, people are paying you to check in. And, you know, well, your assumption is that they're paying you to check in. They're paying you to be coached. And if somebody contacts you and does not know their nutrition, then here's the thing. If you want to differentiate yourself and if you want to have rock solid retention, rock solid results, rock solid referrals, you need to be coaching online and not just having a list of clients that are checking in. So I'm going to talk through a few things at this point because I briefly touched on kind of my mentoring and the things that I do and how I support people. And it's only been recently that, you know, it's become a lot more evident that there are a lot of coaches thinking, right, great, I've not been personal training very long. And to be honest with you, most trainers have not got their coaching on the ground nailed down and their services nailed down and the results nailed down before you're trying to go online. And my advice to anybody would always be nail your personal training before you go online. because you'll learn what systems you need, you'll get your results, you'll learn how to communicate. Because guys, face-to-face and online is a different kettle of fish. If you cannot communicate digitally and learn the art of psychology and communication online, you're going to struggle to even fill an online coaching diary. And that's why I say, look, you know, get on the gym floor and learn all your systems. Because once you have all these systems in place and all these, you know, the normal FAQs with which your client gets, here's your diet, and they go, can I have water? And I don't really understand my vegetables. And in the gym, you provide them with everything that they need. And then you come to online coaching, and guess what? It's non-existent, yet you want to build an online business. So here's the thing. If you're working with the majority of general population clients, and we're talking general population clients, you know, not physique athletes going right the way to the transformation wire or right the way to getting up on stage. We're talking about people that are coming to you to lose body fat, increase muscle mass, who generally probably don't know a great deal. Your service that you're offering has to have an element of teaching in, especially if you want to differentiate yourself, especially if you want to have great referrals, retention, okay, and results. So the kind of modern day online coach for me looks very different, because what you're going to need to be successful is a full breakdown of all the information that your clients want. So if somebody contacts you initially, you're going to need to have a very thorough questionnaire, because you're going to look professional. You're going to need to look professional. You're going to need to speak to that person, whether it's a Skype for 20 minutes, to build up that initial relationship with that person. See, to me, of course, you know, most people don't value £125 a month, £150 a month to just have an email check-in. What they will value is everything else that you give them. So you go through a thorough questionnaire, you onboard them, you sign them up. And see, most personal trainers don't want to put the work in. Suddenly it's like, I'm online, I just want to do my quick check-ins and get it done. You need to give top quality service if you want to build an online business in this day and age. So you come on Skype for 20 minutes. You might do an onboarding process where you go through all the problems that they have, and you know whether there's nutritional issues that they can't actually work on. And then you go away with all the information they provided for you, all the medical history that they provided for you, and you provide a plan. And you don't just provide a diet. You don't just provide a workout. You actually start to provide information that helps them. So information, leaflets, videos, support documents, food plans. What about exercises? What if people don't know how to train? Do you send them somewhere to have a watch a library of exercises, or do you film them yourself and put them on something like Vimeo and have a complete document of everything? You see, when I speak to coaches and I say, what have you done to set yourself up as an online coach? They went, started an Instagram profile. I said, to create a business, you need all the services and systems in place. You need an invoicing system, whether or not you're using Stripe, PayPal, or your bank account. You'll need recurring payments. You need direct debits. You'll need a questionnaire. You'll need that filling out, and that needs to come back. The questionnaire needs to look professional. Then you need to set somebody's diet up, and then you need to go through a list of what do they need to know more about. Can you drip feed information to them? Are they going to need to know more about protein and vegetables? Are they going to need more to know more about water, supplementation? Are they going to need to know more about sleep and digestion? Are there areas throughout the coaching process that you go, do you know what? I'm going to need to teach them stuff. Now, the reason you need to teach somebody something, the reason why when they check in, you come back to them and say, right, you've done well here, but these are the areas you're struggling with. I either am going to do you a voice note on WhatsApp and give you some support. I'm going to put a video together and send that over to you. This is customer service and coaching together. And when that person once a week checks in and says, look, this is where I'm at, you need to then not come back and say, great, carry on. You need to understand that just like personal training, your clients are going to need that extra level of support. Now, if your clients are going through psychological problems, like, if you're coaching online, you've got to learn how to deal with them. You've got to learn either to bring somebody on Skype and have a quick chat with them. You open up your WhatsApp voice notes and you're providing continual support. Because if you don't do things like this, there's no differentiation between anybody else. A lot of people in the industry nowadays, as I said earlier, are just trying to get as many people signed up to make as much money as they can. But the infrastructure underneath your business is terrible. Therefore, the turnover of people is going to be insane. And guess what happens with the turnover of clients? You just literally are hammering out marketing as fast as you can to sign up new clients and potentially spending a lot of money to get new clients as a result. Now, the problem that you'll probably find with a lot of your clients is that they start and then they go, and they go because you think, well, they didn't check in. Well, was it the reason that they weren't checking in because of your service? Is the service you're delivering online different to what you would have done or do as a face-to-face client? If it is, it's mediocre. And unfortunately, your clients aren't going to talk to their friends. Your clients aren't going to talk to their family. They're certainly not going to start sharing stuff on social media. But on social media, here's the other thing. You want your clients to talk about you. So if you send them support videos, if you send them, you know, notes, if you send them meal plans, extra documents for them to read, you're going above and beyond. You're providing a top level service. Is that likely going to get talked about? Hell yes. Is that likely going to be shared and people say, look, this is the sort of stuff that my coach gives me? Hell yes. So the point really for today is to just check yourself and say, am I building an actual business with an infrastructure and systems? Or am I just signing up somebody, sending them a diet, sending them a training program, getting them to just check in, getting them to just wait there while you send them an email back and hope. Essentially what you're doing is you're hoping they're going to come back next week. This is the same with personal training. Trainers that deliver a mediocre service don't actually think about this. They don't really pay attention to this, but you don't know whether your client's going to come back 1 week to the next. Now, I always knew that my clients were going to come back from 1 week to the next. I would be working through every single week. I'd be in communication with them. I'd be setting them goals, setting them targets, providing them with the information. And they would give the appropriate feedback to me. They would always be like, you know, the information you're providing me with is really, really helpful. I feel like I'm making a lot of progress. I know next week that we're going to be, achieving this next thing. I know that I can put that person's name down and back in my diary. How about you on the ground, you know, from a personal training perspective? Are you living week to week thinking, you know, I hope my client stays with me? Same thing online. You know, do you get to Friday and just hope that the emails come in from all the right people? Or do you actually know, because of the level of service and the level of communication that you're having on a week to week basis, that your clients are actually enjoying the coaching process? And one of the best ways to do this is to have a education program. Like, let's say, for example, someone signs up for 12 weeks of online coaching with you, right? Do you provide them with a diet, a training program, and just wait till next week? And then when you get to the next week, you see what problems they've had and just deal with them as the problems come in. If you had a client face to face, you'd go through the questionnaires and you'd think to yourself, right, they really don't understand nutrition, but they're also showing that they have low self-confidence and they're struggling to maybe stick to their diets at the weekends because they said that the weekend's difficult for them. So maybe these are the things that you're going to bring up with them. These are the things that you're going to talk to them when you do your personal training sessions. How are you going to deal with this online? You know, you're not going to have the regular communication that you're going to have from a personal training face-to-face situation. You've actually got to provide a system whereby you deal with this. Let's say that you're running into frequently deal with clients that are struggling to cope with the weekends. Could you create a video that says, look, you know, welcome to my weekend video. And I normally give this video out to clients that struggle with their diet over the weekend, and I want to give you some tips. You know, there's ways and means that you can get around your weekend, get around socializing, you know, and these are some of the things that I'd like you to do. And then maybe send that person a WhatsApp message on the Friday night and give them some support. And then you know that on a week-to-week basis, you may be addressing the next bit. You know, they're really struggling to combine some of their meals. Do you have any recipes or meal plans that actually make life a lot easier for them? And you're kind of addressing things as you go through the process so that as you're layering on the process, this person's being educated, this person's being supported, this person's being guided through the process. And, you know, it's very interesting because one of the things that I've done with my own coaching, especially mentoring, is there's so much education that I need to provide coaches that I mentor. You know, right the way through from email marketing to website design to getting crystal clear of the target audience. I can't sit on Skype just like you can't sit on Skype providing so much information to your clients. You'd be there 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But what you can do is you can create videos like I've done where I teach a subject. And once that video is done, it's done. Once any form of documentation that you can send to your client is done, you can send it to other clients. So it's valuable. You can put them in Dropbox folders. You can put videos in Vimeo. You can even, and I've got coaching clients that I work with that are creating learning platforms where nearly every week their clients are sent information to learn from. So what I really wanted to highlight to you today is online check-in trainers versus online coaches. This is the big difference. This is the difference that will allow you to get more referrals, better, way better results. Because when you actually look at what gets results with people, it's not just the diet and the training program, unless you've got a physique athlete that's so switched on, so focused, so committed, that you just need to tweak the diet and tweak the training program and off that person goes. What actually gets the result for the majority of people is the support and you watching and listening and learning and finding the best way to communicate with them. So are you going to be an online check-in trainer or are you going to be an online coach? If you're going to be an online coach, you need to start writing a list down of everything that your clients struggle with on a day-to-day basis and create your very own portfolio of everything that you're going to need to help your clients with. You're going to need to decide whether or not certain clients are going to need more communication. They're going to need more Skype. Nowadays, we've got WhatsApp voice notes. Those of you guys that work with me know all day, every day, my Skype, my WhatsApp is jammed with various different people leaving me voice notes, communicating with me because it allows that next level of communication. And we have so many apps and systems and services that are available to everybody. You know, Facebook communities, groups, where you can bring all your online clients together and support each other and provide videos and support. This is where you're going to make a difference. This is where you're going to be able to keep clients longer. This is where, you know, here's the deal. If you have an online client and after 4 or 5 weeks, they're not getting results. They're not enjoying the service. They're not checking in. This is another problem. People don't check in, guys, because they don't value the service. If you have an incredible service from people, you will check in. But if you get your first check in, it's like, ugh, it's £125 a month and you've signed up for 3 months and it's cost you, I don't know, £375. And you're like, I won't check in again. People then go to another coach. And they'll see what service lies around. You know, in personal training, you wouldn't necessarily go to one gym. You kind of stick with a trainer for a while, but you haven't got online coaches, you know, different coaches breathing down your ear roll if there's only two trainers in a gym. Now you've only got to turn your phone on and there's an online coach saying, look, I've got this, this is what I do, and here's the results. And somebody goes, you know, oh, do you know what? I'll jump ship. You know, it's quite funny that I listened to a podcast recently. And it was talking about dating and talking about how it's changed now because you'd go on a date with somebody and then after the date had finished, you'd come home and reflect and think about the date and look forward to seeing that person again if the second date was on the cards. And nowadays it's very much changed, because if you go on a date and then you come home and instead of sitting and thinking about the person, you're then looking for matches online, and your brain's then back in the game. And the funny thing here is, guys, you need to occupy the space in your client's brain where they go, I don't want to jump ship. The service that I get from my coach is impeccable. The service that I get from my coach is helping me make progress. You know, my coach is, you know, literally teaching me more than anybody else has. Your results might be slow, but the results might be slow because the client has got a lot of business priorities and you're just supporting them with the nutrition for a while, but there's all the other areas that you're being a really, really big support. You know, so it's very, very important that when your clients go online, even though they see other coaches, it's like, nah, like I'm not going to get better from other people. You know, maybe you can see a transformation, but I would always be reminding my clients, you know, you're not on the route to your transformation yet. You're on your route to this. Like, it's just like I talk so much on the Roadmap podcast when I talk about planning and giving people a vision of where you're going. You also need to give people a vision of what's to come and how you're going to support them along the way. So, online check-in trainer, online coach. If you want to differentiate yourself, if you want to grow a brand and a business and have people talk about what you do, don't start just giving a quick check-in to people, especially when the majority of you are going to work with day-to-day people, people that need to learn, and people that will value coaching. Make sure that you're providing a service to people and not just a quick check-in. Because if you do provide quick check-ins, all you're going to notice is that you're going to have a very, very high turnover of clients. You're going to be, and you won't be a good enough marketer, and you won't be getting results quick enough to be able to fill those slots. So if you've got a couple of three clients right now, even if you've got five or six clients, you need to look after them. And you only look after them with incredible service, systems, structure, and support. Now, I do this every so often, and today is going to be one of those every so often times, but I know there's a lot of you that are struggling online. If you've got any questions regarding marketing or any of the kind of systems that I talked about to make your own coaching more effective and efficient so that you can build your online platform, then please drop me a message on Instagram, and at the same time, you know, share the podcast. Help other coaches, please. You know, let's get more people listening to the podcast. I am grateful, as always, to every single one of you who posts about the podcast, messages me, showed your gratitude, as always. Guys, online check-in trainer or online coach, you decide. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Enjoy the weekend, because today is Friday, and I shall speak to you soon. Take care, guys.